know what? You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this frigid, and I mean frigid, Sunday evening, because it's colder than a polar bear's crap outside. Yeah, that's how cold it is. I didn't want to say something too profane, but yeah, it's cold as hell outside. Got a special guest in the studio. What's up, Howard?
What's going on?
Not much. I am just lovely.
Wonderful.
That's great as you move your microphone around and around.
I'm having problems, sorry.
Okay. You good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's the new year. It's our first show in the new year, and I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas holiday and brought in the new year right. My Christmas was great, except for the fact that I got sick to my stomach and my mother tried to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
But things happen. You know, I went to my cousin's house for brunch for the first time this year. And afterwards, I went to my mom's house, and my stomach was in 1,000 knots. And I had to go visit the restroom for a little while.
Yeah.
And I begged my mom. I said, Mom, please. Number one, I need some air freshener.
Oh, we had similar holidays. I'll just say that.
Number two, I need some Pepto-Bismol. Not now, but right now. So she brings me to Pepto-Bismol, and I'm shaking it up, and I'm about to take a sip. Looked on it. It was expired. This, you know, it was October 2013 is when that crap expired.
It might have been good.
No.
It wasn't real chalky.
Over a year old, though. My mother tried to kill me on Christmas. I thought she loved me. I'm her baby girl. How could she do such a thing? So fortunately, I did not take that Pepto-Bismol, and I ended up feeling a lot better, you know, as Christmas went on. And I spent time with my dad's side of the family. And why do I sound weird? Do you hear it?
No, you sound good to me.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's
maybe your headphones.
My headphones. Okay.
Get it together.
All right. I can't get it together. But anyways, I had a great Christmas nonetheless. And also a great New Year. I also wasn't feeling good on New Year's, man. Like New Year's Eve. Terrible, right?
No, I had a great time.
I had cramps.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I had cramps.
Start off the New Year right.
Right.
There we go.
Hey, at least I knew I wasn't pregnant. So I it was low key. I stayed home, had some good company, you know, poured it up a little bit, popped some champagne.
Okay.
Made some old fashions. I cooked. Good meal. Yeah. I danced. Played Wipe Me Down. That is my ish.
Okay.
So I rang in the New Year. Playing Wipe Me Down. Yeah, I saw your pictures
from New Year's.
New Year's.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I wasn't jealous at all that people got to touch your beard. I wasn't jealous.
With the homies.
I wasn't jealous that they got to touch your beard, but whatever. Things happen. But in other news, I want to say thank you all for your support of thisdateisover.com in 2014. We had a great year. That was our first time ever, you know, doing events and whatnot. So we really appreciate everyone's support, like I said, with the events and the blog and the radio show. Keep in mind that, you know, we started This Date Is Over Radio as an extension of thisdateisover.com, which is the website for you guys to post your bad date stories and release your woes. So once again, thank you for your support. And actually, we're hitting the ground running in 2015 because we're going to be a part of all kinds of events. You know, starting with January 29th, we're going to be on the panel. Well, I'm going to be on the panel of Relationships in the City. Okay. It's going to be at Rialto in Georgetown. It's a restaurant, Italian restaurant. I'm going to be a panelist. It's hosted by The Date Whisperer. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Tia Hill, but yes.
Okay.
It's her event, so I'll be one of the panelists, and the discussion is, are we still dating? So tickets are on sale now. You can get them from her website, thedatewhisperer.th.com. That's thedatewhisperer.th.com. So we're going to have some, you know, candid discussion. It's going to be fun. Get you some food and some alcohol, and you might even get a date. Who knows? Hey, I'm not a matchmaker, but That's what Tia does. So you can work with Tia. She can hook you up. Don't ask me to hook you up because I can even hook myself up. So don't ask me to hook you up. Okay. But holler at Tia at that event. Also on February 7th, I'll be one of the MCs for the DMVQs of Pi Lambda Lambda. They're having a blackout affair, which also features speed dating. So yes, you will definitely get a date at that time, as long as you're not ugly. So I'll be one of the MCs that night. It's going to be on February 7th. It's at the Crystal City Hilton. That's in Crystal City, Virginia. So you can get your tickets from dmvqs.com. That's dmvqs.com. And also on Valentine's Day, yes, Valentine's Day, thisdayisover.com, we're having our own event. Yes. If you're tired of doing the same old thing for Valentine's Day, join us. We're having a game night. It's called the Be Mine Game Night Social. It's going to be on February 14th, 8:30 to 12:30. Well, 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Don't come there at 8:30 in the morning because that would be kind of stupid. But you got to let people know nowadays. You got to specify everything. So it's 8:30 p.m. is the start time. It's going to be at the Halftime Sports Bar on H Street in Northeast DC. So you can get your tickets from thisdateisover.com and click on the events tab. And actually, I will be uploading all the other events too on thisdateisover.com. So bear with me. So yeah, come out. 2015 is going to be a mother effing great year because, you know, New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was to be more awesome, and it's already starting off as more awesome. So hey,
okay,
it is what it is. So get your tickets, come out, show your support. We got a lot of things in store for you. So what about you, Howard? Anything coming up for you? All right, that's great. So
Wow.
So, no, I'm just
Jesus.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Significant. Starting you off, I know my place.
That's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me know where I stand.
I'm just teasing.
No, we got some things. We're working on some things. Nothing nothing solid yet, but the Valentine's Day joint, I should be at that, which I don't know if that's a bad reflection on my life and my lack of a date. But
damn,
I mean,
is that a bad reflection on my life?
Because
I don't have a date?
You're running things.
Damn.
You're providing a service to those that
I feel like a loser now because I don't have a date on Valentine's Day.
No, you'll be all right. No, we'll be all right together. I promise.
Okay.
It'll be a good night.
Hey, and you guys might get a date at game night. Hello. Liquor, wings. And when I tell you I had some wings at halftime and I wanted to slap somebody, I don't know if it's because I was real hungry or if they were just that good, but I was tearing them up. You know, I went there one night after, you know, on election night. So we all celebrated with one of my friends who was running, you know, campaigning in D.C. So I was tearing those wings up and smoking some cigars on the back.
Oh,
but
you could do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
But it might be a little too cold to do that in February. I'm not trying to be outside. But anyways, moving on, because I've been talking for a long time. Tonight we're talking about, you know, what's your resolution? You know, you want a new career, new love, you know, finances. What is your resolution? New year, new me. What's your resolution? That's what we're talking about tonight. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We're going to start off with some music and then dive right into tonight's topic. You know, what's your resolution? So keep it right here on The Flow.
Let's get away.
Champagne, home cooked meals, no facade, you the real deal. Feelings are real for you, hand in hand, all eyes on us, overlook the sea. I'm looking at you, you're looking back at me. What you worth to me, it's priceless. See, I might just wanna wipe you. I like you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Back to love, girl. These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Bilal, the song that's Back to Love. Right before that was Terrace Martin with Get Away, because sometimes we need to get away. I know I need to get away from all this damn cold weather. Yeah. I'm not liking it already, but that's neither here nor there. Actually, it is
it
here because
started.
I'm over the snow. I almost lost my life today. I went outside to go to my car to go to work, and I almost executed a slip and fall. And my face would have hit the pavement had it not been for my car. Thank God for my car, because, yeah, that would have been real embarrassing. I'm already clumsy enough as it is.
Yeah.
So I don't need that kind of stress in my life. Okay. You know what? Because I don't even know if my Obamacare kicked in yet. So I can't afford to fall right now. But anyways, we got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
I am just lovely. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's a new year, new day, new year, new me. How do you feel about New Year's resolutions?
So when I'm talking to somebody I haven't talked to in a while,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell them I have New Year's resolutions and this and that. But anybody that knows me and talks to me on a regular basis knows that I'm always trying to do something new and different and just keep advancing myself. So
mm-hmm.
I have some things that I've been telling people that I haven't talked to, because people ask you that, but I don't really keep New Year's resolutions. I stay with some sort of plan and things that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
and you might see the results of it in the new year, but it wasn't a January 1st I'm going to start such and such. It was always something that was ongoing, so I don't really keep resolutions per se,
because mm-hmm.
I feel like when people do that, they're all they're saying is on January 1st I'm going to start doing such and such.
But is that a bad thing?
It's not bad, but why do you have to wait? Like, if you were thinking about this all year, if this was something you thought about Thanksgiving, Halloween,
mm-hmm.
why wait until January? I mean, sometimes it's money. Sometimes there are things that are making you wait. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, if you want to do something, start doing it. Like, you don't
just
have to
do
wait
it.
Exactly.
Like Nike, just
why,
do
why
it.
Why I got to wait to the first? Because when you wait to the first, it's usually because you're giving yourself excuses like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm going to eat better, but I'm going to get this Thanksgiving and Christmas meal right.
Well, yeah, you just called me out.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, it's everybody.
Yes. Though. Yes. I mean, I feel what you're saying. And that's one of the things I posted too, earlier today. You know, I know we've seen this post here,
yeah.
with the chick, you know, with the strappy stiletto, whatever shoe she got on, stepping out of 2014. She's stepping away from negativity, heartbreak, hate, jealousy, fake friends, blah, blah, blah. And she's stepping into more positive things
mm-hmm.
in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, once this post hit social media, it was thrashed.
The first time I saw it, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, she had a gut. Not a gut, but she was pregnant.
This was the first one I saw was, I guess, the normal one,
okay.
if there was a normal,
yeah.
the regular one. And it just got cut. It was just torn to pieces.
It's the internet. That's
what
the internet's
for. And it was made into something very negative.
It was.
But I know a lot of people who are just like, man, New Year's resolutions are stupid, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, why the hate? Why the hate for somebody having a New Year's resolution?
Because when you make a New Year's resolution, or
mm-hmm.
people that usually hate
mm-hmm.
made some New Year's resolution at some point in the past, and 3 weeks into the year, they was done. Just like everybody knows the gym's going to be packed for the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Come February 1st, though, empty, just like it was December 24th, you feel me? So,
mm-hmm.
like, people have such negativity because of the things that they've been through, and also things they've heard from the homies already. Like last year, oh, I'm gonna drop this album, or I'm gonna do this, that, and the third. You feel me? Like, everybody has something that they're saying,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, they may have worked towards it, they may not have, but the majority of people, you know, resolutions fail for one reason
they
or
do.
Another.
It happens.
Yeah,
it happens. Yeah. But Now, why do we have to poo-poo on somebody else's moments of, you know, whatever they want to do, whatever motivates them, yeah, just let them have it. You know, why we got to go so far as to create new posts about, you know, some chick being pregnant, you know, completely down in the black woman. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's hard, you know, though, because there's so many people that are cynical and negative. And,
yeah.
And it's very hard to get out of a situation like that. That's why I enjoyed my holiday, because mm-hmm. I spent it with some homies that are trying to do a lot of the same type of things that I'm doing. And we're mm-hmm. all real positive, and everybody bought each other books on how to improve themselves and whatever.
Really?
It was dope. It was pretty dope. Like, I was very surprised. Y'all should be listening right now.
I didn't get a book.
They should be listening
now. I wish I was invited.
Oh, we'll get you in there.
I didn't get a book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Darn.
I mean, it's a good group of people, but it's hard. It's hard to find that. Like,
I'm
31,
is.
And this is the first time. Like, I've had I feel like I have a group of people that are like, yo, you got these goals. I'm going to do what I can to support you. We going to meet up. We going to talk about everybody's goals, and we going to do this and that. And most people don't have that. You got the homies that are like, oh, you say you're going to do this? Okay. Okay, brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here when you fail.
We'll be right. And they are waiting for you to fail. Yeah. And they don't come around and say, hey, you know, I want to support you. What do you need from me? Yeah. How can I help you? They're like, yeah, okay. That's him trying to do his little blog stuff. Or that's her doing her little blog. That's her little radio show.
Yeah.
That's her little clothing line. That's her little, you know, daycare center. That's her little degree.
Yeah.
I mean, she only went to community college, so she ain't got a real degree.
Yeah.
So, hatred. We have become a lot more negative and nasty nowadays.
Have we, though?
Yeah.
I don't think it's something. I think it's when
I think
I was younger.
I think we had a bit more tact.
Okay. I'll give you
back in the day. I think even if we did dislike something, we wouldn't just be so outwardly vocal with it. You wouldn't see that stuff on television, people being blatantly rude.
But you don't have all the accessibility there.
Yeah, accessibility
it's so much
creates a whole lot of
failure is so glorified now. Failure and negativity.
Failure is worship. It's like people just want you to fail so miserably. Yeah. And they don't know what to do when you prove them wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Hate is real out here.
Yeah, hate is real. And I get the whole thing. You know, you see somebody like, okay, there he goes again, saying he's going to do something else. He's always doing something. But when you fail, you got to fail for it. You got to constantly try different things to get to where you need to be. So just respect that person and you know, give them a pat on the back or something.
I've been telling the homies for like 3 years I'm moving back to California, and I'm still here. And matter of fact, I'm going to be here for a minute. I just started some new things, started a new job, came up in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be here for a minute, but I still have people that are looking at me like, oh, yo, I thought you was doing this and that. What happened? And I'm just like, chill out. Give me time.
Like, things don't happen
that
overnight.
Didn't happen the
and
way
that's
I
the
wanted.
Other thing, too, with resolutions, with any resolution. It doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution, but if you're trying to have some type of change take place in your life, it's going to take time. And a lot of people do quit, you know, February 1st because they don't get those instant results.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't see what's the big deal about, you know, what's the problem with starting off a new year wanting to self-improve and rejuvenate and to restart, push that restart button. I think that's A-okay.
It's them first 7 days. What's today, the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
The first 5 days of the year, I was in the gym strong. I ain't been back since. I'm trying to get there tonight after the show.
Oh, really?
We're going to see what happens.
I got my black card, so I can let you in the gym.
Oh, let's do it.
But I could. No. I went last night and the night before.
Okay, okay.
See, if I had my gym clothes on right now, that could have worked. But
what are excuses?
Tools of incompetence.
Okay, I'm making sure you know.
Says the one who has not been back to the gym. I'm going to talk about me having excuses. I just wasn't prepared.
We're going to get there.
Yes. But you made me lose my train of thought. Damn it. Let's see, what was I thinking about? I don't know. I forgot. But don't forget, you can give us a call in the studio, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. But yeah, going back to people crying wolf when it comes to New Year's resolutions. I get it. It happens.
Yeah.
But try to be supportive. But I know I could be the same. I'm like, okay, she said this. I don't know how. She said she was leaving him. I don't know how many times, and she still ain't left. Okay, whatever. She really don't,
I mean, you have to have a plan. If you start the year with a resolution and just say, I'm going to do, you are going to fail. Not because you didn't really mean it or not because you didn't really try, but you had no plan. Like,
And that's the important thing with any type of goals. And that's something I have to get better at doing is writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do take notes, you know, a lot now, but write out your plan and how are you going to execute it. You know, I'm an event planner by trade, so I have to write stuff down and plan an event, so I have to just take that same method and apply it to my life. And a lot of us need to do that. But like I said, I think it's A-OK if you want to start the new year fresh, have a new start, and have a new vision for the year. You know, I'm into vision boarding, even though I haven't done one in a while, but I'm going to be adding to my existing vision board because, you know, if you see it on paper, then, you know, thoughts become things.
How do you feel if you walked into a man's house and he had a vision board? Is that a no-no?
I think that's kind of cool.
Men should not.
Panties would come right off. No, they wouldn't. But no, I think that's very cool, though. Because it's good to, you know, this is a man who has vision. Yeah. Like, he has a vision for what he wants to do with his life. Unlike a lot of people. A lot of guys just like, just wherever the wind blows. I mean, I'm just playing it by ear.
Okay. No, so, I mean, it's.
I think it's attractive, especially if he's attractive and not gay. Brandon, there's nothing wrong with him being gay, but I'm just not going to want to get with him.
I feel you. But okay, I can dig it. But I'm reading this book, The Power of Habit. That was me, probably breathing or touching the mic or something. It happens. I'm reading this book, The Power of Habit, and it's crazy how the little things that I do make me not be successful with some of the things that I've done in the past.
It's God.
Little silly habits like I gotta sit down and watch this hour of TV when I get home. Then I don't do nothing for the rest of the night. Like, that, it's just little stuff like that that you.
I need that book because I am struggling with the whole social media thing. You know, with me having a blog, I'm constantly on social media, you know, thinking of different topics and you know, networking with other people and laughing at all kinds of crap that I post on Instagram Facebook. My Instagram and Twitter are @dateisover, so follow me. Yep. Facebook is facebook.com/thisdateisover. But I'm always online finding something just outlandish to post.
Like that picture this
and
morning.
And next thing I know, I'm like, damn, 2 hours just went by. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to get my life together.
I'm just
start New Year's resolution.
That pink dress picture you posted today, that was inappropriate. That was the first thing I saw on the internet today. And it really set my mood, my day off in the wrong direction.
Did I post it on Instagram? I don't think, yeah, you know, it's in a Facebook group.
It's in a group.
I didn't want to post it on Instagram because I didn't think y'all could handle it. Basically, what he's talking about is I posted a picture of a pink dress, and apparently it was a guy who took the picture of the pink dress, was standing by the mirror, and he looked like he had a vagina because his penis was that small.
Was it tucked in?
I don't know if it was tucked in, but I called it a mangina because it was gone. And yeah, this date is definitely over for that guy because he ain't
ruined my day. It just at that point, I went back to sleep after that.
Yeah, you should have. But yeah, New Year's resolutions. We're going to talk about more after the break, if I can get my speech together. Hello. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions after the break. Keep in mind that I'm going to be at some events. Got a lot of events coming up. On January 29th is Relationships in the City. It's the panel in D.C. I'll be one of the panelists. Go to thedatewhisperer.th to get your tickets. February 7th, I'll be one of the MCs for the speed dating / blackout affair from the DMVQs of Pi Lambda Lambda. They're cool. I like them. They don't get on my nerves. That's my bruhs. OOOP. Or should I say Ooperoo? Don't hate. Comb and love. Yes, you can get your tickets from dmvqs.com. And on Valentine's Day, we have our Be Mine Game Night Social. Yeah, last year for Valentine's Day, we did a party bus. But you know, some of the places that we went to in the party bus are now closed.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, we're going to do a game night because we want y'all to mingle, you know, mix and mingle. Singles and couples are welcome. So, you know, get you some liquor, get some liquid courage.
I don't want to see no happy couples there.
Bring you want to see happy couples?
Single women. No, nobody else.
But don't come in there with an attitude, ladies and gents, because you hate Valentine's Day. Like, I don't need that. We don't need negativity. So come there, prepared to meet somebody and look cute. You know, comb your hair, fellas. Get the shape up. You know,
we gonna play some drunk Jenga.
We gonna play some what you call it? Taboo. And I'm gonna whoop all y'all's asses.
That's a problem. That's a fight game.
But get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. Click on the events tab for more details, and we'll be right back after the break.
Whoa!
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I was lost, confused, caught up in my feelings when I first started finding other women appealing. Thinking that the grass was greener on the other side, I panicked, settling down so young. Wasn't how I planned it, man, it seemed like yesterday. We was all about each other, never in a million years would I need another lover. But you got too familiar, not like I didn't feel you. But saying something new when we make love, would it kill you? Nah, baby girl, that's not an excuse, cause I probably could've put that gym membership to use. I put on the weight, you put on the brakes, now we both sit around with that look on our face. You wonder who I'm seeing and I wonder who you seeing, but we too afraid to ask cause we both got our demons. The reason we should try to keep this thing together, cause we stood by each other through all types of weather. Stop. And the love that we standing on is solid as a rock. Not for nothing, but a couple months back when we fought, I couldn't live with myself thinking that you were lost. But now we found common ground. The crib found empty, never having you around. Now we getting down and the sex is full throttle. Chilling on the couch watching Next Top Model, huh? Don't wanna be nowhere else. It was time for me to put that pimp game on the shelf. You help with the bills and I help with the meals. They say that I'm whoop, but it's cool, I know the deal. I found a real woman that'll stay down for me. Should've never had doubts cause I found you early. While my homeboy search, I have what I need. And I'm glad you agreed.
Drive a great big Cadillac, diamond. big in the scene with a gangster lead, gangster white wall. TV and television in the back. You may not have a car at all. But remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV and television in the back. You
to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that you can check out the website, thestateisover.com, post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Our latest blog post was posted today. It's called Lashes, and it is freaking hilarious. So if you haven't read it, check it out. Go to thestateisover.com, click on the blog tab, or you can go to thestateisover.com/lashes. It's about false lashes and really long weave. Real long weave. That 6 foot Brazilian yaki, whatever the hell it is, weave.
6 feet though?
I don't know. It's probably an exaggeration. These chicks nowadays got like 46 inches of hair in their head, so that's a lot of damn hair. Anyways, I got my buddy Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
And you just heard music from William Devon. Had to throw it back for y'all. Throw it back. It was Be Thankful for What You've Got. And right before that was Love and Appreciate by Murs and Ninth Wonder. And Ninth Wonder's birthday is coming up, and he has a celebration coming up soon in D.C. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I think it's in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a live.
You need to get that information.
Yeah.
To me.
So if you like Ninth Wonder, if you even know who he is, you know he is greatness, okay? So you need to be at that show. It's going to be, I think he said like 4 DJs, live nightclub. In D.C. I don't know the date off the top of my head, but okay. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, I'll be there.
So
as long as I'm here.
I need to be there. And I heard next weekend, Chaka Khan and Loose Ends are going to be in town.
Where?
At the Constitution
Hall.
Where
do you hear all these things?
I just be knowing.
Okay. All right, we'll share that.
I mean, I need to be at that concert. So if anybody would like to buy me a ticket, I am available on January 16th, because that's when the show is. Just letting you guys know that. If anybody that's being generous.
That's a Thursday? Okay.
No. 16th?
Friday, that's Friday.
Yeah.
17, 18, 19. Okay, yeah.
I thought it was Friday. A Friday or Saturday. I don't know. Anyways, tonight we're talking about New Year's resolutions, and the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. And I want to talk about some attainable resolutions, because I know some people just have these grandiose resolutions and make these, you know, blanket statements. So what do you think of some attainable resolutions? Do you have any off the top of your head?
To be happy, well, people are just regularly, generally not happy, so I can't say that. But
people are generally not
just
happy.
Not happy, y'all, not satisfied with, but appreciating more of your life, appreciating day to day, being grateful.
You know, and I was going to say that, because as we just played, you know, Be Thankful for What You Got by William Devon, and a lot of people need to really practice the art of contentment. You know, being content with what you already have, and focusing on, you know, what's existing that's good in your life. You might, you know, you got a roof over your head, you have breath in your body, so you have something to be thankful for. Instead of, you know, focusing on what you don't have, you know, maybe take the time to focus on what you do have.
And when people say that, sometimes you say content and people think, oh, well, that means I don't have any ambition, or I'm just happy where I am. And you can appreciate what you have and still strive for more.
Right.
But looking at it negatively, at those things that you want more, and saying, oh, well, I don't have those, so I'm not in a good place now, is just silly. Look at where you were last year this time.
Right.
Shoot, especially for me, like last year this time was not a good time for your boy. So I'm definitely in a much better place, but there are things that I'm still striving for, but I definitely can appreciate and look at where I am now and be thankful for it. So
I told you
that
my resolution was to be more awesome.
Yeah.
So, hey, yeah. This year is,
I can't,
you know,
really help that. I'm there already. So.
Right. You know, I was awesome last year. I'm even more awesome this year. So, hey, it is what it is. But I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, also, you know, smile and laugh more. I think that's a pretty attainable resolution, because some of y'all are just so damn bitter. Bitter. Just smile, you know. I know I can have my moments. You know, the other part of thisdateisover.com, Wally, he can tell you, because I'll be like, well, what about this? He like, won't you see things the other way? You know what? I do have to, you know, put a positive spin on it, because sometimes, you know, I play devil's advocate a little bit too much. So he helps me to stay on track, you know, with the website and the radio show and, you know, our events, you know, helps me to kind of see the positive side of things when I'm thinking like, damn, this could have happened better. He's like, you know what? Why don't you reflect on what went right?
It was good and it happened.
Yeah.
And people came.
They had a good time. They drank. That's all that mattered. I'm like, you know what? Damn it. You are right. Yep. So. You know, just being thankful, being more positive, you know, smiling more is very important. I mean, I love to laugh, so that's what I do. And whenever I'm in a bad mood, I make certain that I try to watch something funny so that I'm not like upset for the whole rest of the day and whatnot. So I will pop in, you know, a Seinfeld DVD in a heartbeat and laugh my ass off, or have a drink. Although I have to cut back on drinking, unfortunately.
Oh, that's one of your resolutions? Oh, that's cute.
I wouldn't really say it's a resolution, but it's for health purposes, because it slows up your metabolism.
It does.
And I have got to lose this weight that I have, you know, gained. And I've been taking strides before the new year.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, you've been working on it.
No, I've worked with, you know, James, who came on the show a few months ago. He is a nutritionist, so I have definitely reshaped, you know, some of the things that I do eat.
Okay.
It's just having to do things in moderation. So I've actually gotten better at that. So I'm having like 5 meals a day with no problem now.
Okay.
So, yeah, James has helped a lot. Then I found me a workout partner. So that's going great. I'm like, man, it's just great.
So when you have a plan, things start to fall in place.
Yes. And going back to what's important, you got to have a plan. Write things down. And that's the other thing I have to do. I definitely need to plan out my meals, because Lord knows.
Yeah, no, I had pizza last night. It was snowing and I didn't want to go to the store.
Hey, I'm not mad at you.
Man was right around the corner.
And that's the hard part, though. Like, you know, trying to be healthy when you're single, because people, when you go out on dates, they always want to take you out to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it.
I
love to eat.
Like, I feel like I have to take you to eat. Like, if I didn't have to take you to eat, if we could just go get a drink and talk and get to know each other, I feel like that's a good
thing. They want
to
drink and eat. Drink or eat.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's
you're
like,
right.
Damn, it's alcohol or food. Yeah, so I don't know. But like I said, you know, other attainable resolutions, being more awesome. I don't see. Well, maybe for some of y'all it is, because some of y'all ain't that awesome. But
there are lames out there. We were just talking about
yes.
one.
Yes, there are some lames out there. If you could see the messages I have been getting while I am on the air. By
She's
somebody
loved. You are loved. Look at the positive in things.
You know what? I am loved. Am I appreciated?
You are sought after.
I'm loved and appreciated. And it's sought after. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Doggone it. Mm-hmm. People like me. Have more sex. I think that's attainable.
If you're not single. Well, I mean, I guess you could.
What do you mean
single.
If you're not single?
I mean, but if you
can't, you have sex with this significant other?
If you're not single, though, it's a little. It makes it a little tough to just say, let's have more sex. Who we having sex with as single folk? See?
You said if you're not single.
Yeah.
It's
Wait,
easy
did
to
I say
attain.
That?
Yeah, you said it. I'm like, hold on.
If way.
You're not single, it is attainable.
Not, it's not attainable if you're single. That's what I meant.
Well, have sex with yourself. That's attainable.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean,
we have it.
Yeah.
We're going there.
All right. I people need to get it in more. So I think that's attainable. And if there's some type
get
of health reason, you know, that you cannot have relations I get it. But if there are no health reasons barring you from getting it on, I say do it. And do it often. Be consistent with your sexual relations. Yeah, I said it. Protect it, though. Condoms. Plenty of those.
Mm-hmm.
Dental dams, lube, ooh, whatever it is, yep, that you use, just use it. And I got a resolution for a lot of the fellas out there. Your penis is not that big. Oh. So all of you do not need magnums. Oh. So for those of you who are bagging those Magnum XLs, I would like to have you make your resolution to get the right size condoms for your penis.
There are two size magnums, though. There's just the regular large junk and then the XL. And XL's a little ambitious for some of y'all.
Ambitious for a lot of them.
Get the regular large joints and
just get you a regular Trojan and call it a day.
If you feel like that's a problem,
get you a regular Trojan condom and call it a day. Stop playing yourself with the condom disappearing and the person that you're sleeping with. Anyways, we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Also, give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. We're talking about New Year's resolutions right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
These are the things that change boys to men.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
How y'all doing?
And we're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow for soulful music, news, and talk. Yes, because we talk. Well, I know I do. I talk a lot. Sorry. That's what I do.
I'm going to bring some breaks in there for you.
Please.
So you don't have to talk all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you just heard music from Boyz II Men. I said Boyz II Men. No. The song was Boyz II Men by New Edition. Damn it. Get it together. Yeah, becoming, you know, from Boyz II Men, because that's what a lot of people need to do in 2015. Stop it with the boyish ways and become men.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I want manhood to be restored, and that's going to be a show topic. Whew. I need it to be restored. I need this bitchness. I'm sorry. I just can't. I just need it to go away because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these overly sensitive dudes. But you know what? I shouldn't even be talking about that right now because it's time for This Week in Black History. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. Yeah. And I just said bitch assness. This Week in Black History break. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get it together. But This Week in Black History, in 1931, Alvin Ailey was born. Okay. Also in 1943, the great George Washington Carver, he passed away, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's a loss.
I know, right?
A while ago, but it was a loss.
Marian Anderson, who was banned from performing at Constitution Hall eons ago. They wouldn't let her allow her to perform. But Marian Anderson became the first black person to appear at the Metropolitan Opera House in 1955.
Okay.
1901, Zora Neale Hurston, you know, the author, was born. And why are you shaking your face?
I'm just starting to read books now this year, so... that'll be one of the names I'll look up. Find a book.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. W.B. Purvis. In 1890, W.B. Purvis, he's an inventor. He patented the fountain pen.
Okay.
Yes, black man. Mm-hmm. And also, in 1911, shall I let you do the honors?
The most illustrious fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, founded January 5th, 1911, the campus of Indiana University, Bloomington, Indiana. 10 illustrious founders. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I don't want to do.
Yeah,
too
leave
much.
It there, please, because I don't even like it.
But
like that.
Yo-yo to the noobs.
Oop yo, Crimson and Cream, Every Girl's Dream, Color Love, all that jazz. Uh-huh. So happy Founders Day, happy belated Founders Day to
thank you.
The men of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And moving on, that concludes This Week in Black History. Got to drop some knowledge, some information sometimes. I can't be foolish all the time, even though I say bitch assness, but can't be foolish all the dag.
Are we going to tell the people what happened with the music?
Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. Let me tell y'all what happened to me. My life has been like in shambles. Right before Christmas, I'm leaving my home in the morning, as I do typically, to go to work. And I had my phone and my iPod in my hand. And I must have lost my footing or something happened. I don't know. Maybe it was a gust of wind. I don't know. Maybe I saw a handsome man. I don't know what I saw, but I dropped my iPod. That never happens to me. Well, I take that back. I dropped it previously, you know, but this is the first time I've ever shattered a screen.
Yeah.
So the screen on my iPod is no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now using my iPhone to play my music for the show. And I keep forgetting that I cannot go on Facebook and look at videos while I'm on the air. And that's exactly what I did. And that's why the music cut off for a hot second. I'm like, oh, shoot. I can't multitask like I'm used to doing while on the air because I have to let my phone be my iPod. Yeah, so I'm still, it's growing pains.
We're going to get there.
It's growing pains with this, you know, lack of iPod and iPhone situation, because people were making fun of me, like, why you got an iPod and an iPhone? Like, because I can. I got it like that because that's what awesome people do. I'm used to having two devices, so work with me, y'all.
Well, you got three today.
Yeah, I mean, I got plenty of devices. I got my iPhone, my iPad, my MacBook.
I don't do Apple anything, so.
As I roll my eyes. Anyways. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. And if this is your first time tuning into This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. But speaking of dating, mm-hmm. you know, and love, what is your New Year's love resolution?
Oh, man. So Christmas, I went through a little something. I just, look, passive aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. Can we get beyond that, please? Like, if you got something to say to me, please just say, hey, I would have appreciated if you did this. I would have appreciated if you said that, instead of sending me these messages. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll talk to you when you calm down.
Mm.
So,
you know what? That chaps my butt cheeks. I'm with you. I don't like passive aggressiveness mm-hmm. either. That mm-hmm. will piss me off to no end. And I will give you exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Because let me know what I got to find a text message I got for passive aggressiveness. So basically, I had gone out with somebody uh-huh. and we had a good time, but I think we kept missing each other. Like, he would call me, he missed okay. my call, okay. vice versa. So I guess a couple of weeks had gone by, and out of nowhere, he was like, "Well, I guess our date wasn't that great since I haven't heard from you." I'm just like,
"Okay,
I actually called you,
yeah.
and you didn't call me back." And
no, I'm not even gonna say that. I'm gonna say, okay, I appreciate the information. I'm glad that I understand how you feel, and it is what it is. And that's basically what I did.
I didn't do that. I was mean.
No. I mean, I wasn't not mean, but I just don't tolerate it well. And I was sick. I told you I got food poisoning on Christmas Eve. And all this started happening, and I was just like, I can't do these two things at once. I'm giving up all the body right now. Things were coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So responding to that type of text at that time was not something that was going to be...
Well, all I said was, well, it wasn't that mean. I said, well, geez, let me see what messages I have from you. I said, oh, wait, there aren't any. I'm like, please don't try to call me out for not being in contact with you if you haven't been in contact with me. I know I can do better at, you know, being more
Everybody
responsive
can.
And
Most
calling people. But this is somebody that didn't even reach out to me. And I'm just like, okay, I could see if you were sending me tons of messages and I didn't respond to you. But come on now.
I mean, he was probably just like, these light-skinned girls don't respond anyway. So.
Oh, please.
That's what y'all do.
So your New Year's love resolution is what?
I didn't even get to that. I was upset about
no more passive aggressiveness, because that pisses me off to no end. Like, seriously, I'd rather the person just say how they feel in a diplomatic way, but don't come at me sideways. Oh, I guess you had a nice Christmas, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, I got one of those for New Year's. You saw my New Year's pictures. I was with the homies. I had four young ladies with me. Just the homies,
mm-hmm.
nothing but friends. But I mean, they gave me a kiss on the cheek for New Year's. We took pictures, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And next morning, I got, oh, you had a great New Year. I see you're good. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well,
I was gonna say the same thing, because I was a little jealous that people got to touch the beard. I mean, yeah, I like beards.
Anybody can touch it. Well, not anybody. Let's not say that. Let's backtrack a little.
Right.
Bit. But the homies, yeah, you the homie, you can touch the beard. Mm-hmm. But no, it was one in particular. And just was in their feelings, and I feel you. Be in your feelings. That's fine. I mm-hmm. could have spent it with you if you would have said something earlier. But again, we're ranting now. We're not even.
You know what? It's about that time, anyways.
Oh,
it's about that time for the rant and rave, anyways.
Okay.
So in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio. This is the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio, because we're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Flow for soulful music news and talk. The website for the station is rocktheflow.com, but the easiest way to tune in is to go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Now it's time for Miss Marie's rant and rave, and
I'm just gonna sit back.
I know Howard's got a lot to rant about, okay, but let's see, what can I rant and rave about? I don't know, I guess New Year's resolutions, that's what we're talking about. I'm just gonna reiterate what I said earlier. Don't try to step on somebody. Don't poo-poo on their parade for having a New Year's resolution. Yes, I know he said that he was going to get his money right for the 45th time. But you know what? He's trying. Let him aspire to do something. Don't poo-poo on their parade. And stop making all these damn memes about, you know, black chicks, you know, getting new penis and being pregnant and going to Planned Parenthood. I'm like, come on, damn. Like, is this how you see the black woman? Or was that a reflection of yourself and your self-hate? I don't know. I don't want to get too philosophical.
Message.
But, yeah, don't poo-poo on their parade. I know you might... Just laugh in private. If you don't believe it, laugh in private. Keep it to yourself. Although, I got to, you know, take my own advice, because I know how I can be. But, yeah, let people, you know, aspire to do something. If they're aspiring to do something positive, let them. And if you don't have anything nice to say about it either, you know, keep it moving, or try to... You know, help them to get to where they need to go. Like, just say, hey, you know what, John Doe, I've seen you post the same status every year on New Year's Eve about, you know, getting your money right, and you, and clearly nothing's going on. So how about, you know, I refer you to my XYZ financial planner, or hey, there's this program that I heard of that might help you, you know, lend a helping hand and say, you know, this is what you can do to attain those goals that you have constantly set for yourselves. Because some people, it takes a lifetime to get it together. You know, I know people who have struggled with, you know, alcohol addiction, and they haven't gotten it right until 40 years after struggling with that problem. So it takes time. I'm very happy for these people who are able to overcome. So, but I'm certain they've, you know, their family members got tired of hearing them say, I'm going to quit. But, you know, finally something snapped and something, you know, went off in their head that they were able to stick to. And now they are moving and shaking. So don't hate. Just let that person live. And yeah, she might have six kids, but you know what? I bet you she probably get a man before you do. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But just let that person live. Let them have their moment of glory. And yeah. Y'all killing me with that black chick post, I tell you.
Have you seen the one with the guy?
Yes, with the chick.
All his old hoes in the past.
New hoes, yeah.
2015.
Old hoes, new hoes.
That's what it said.
But new also, thoughts. When it comes to your resolutions, you know, ranting and raving, just make certain that they are attainable and that you are really serious about it. Have that mindset that you can and will achieve those goals, and surround yourself with people that can help you to get to the next level. You know, positive people. You know, Howard said he has, people who are positive in their corner. A lot of people don't have that. I know I didn't really grow up with that kind of situation. I'm not trying to, you know, family, but you know, my parents were great and whatnot, but I can't say that for my extended relatives, because I've had situations with people like, well, you think you better than everybody else because you went to college. I'm like, no, couldn't you just say congratulations?
Yeah.
So you have to make certain that you're doing your part to surround yourself with the right people. You know, if you don't have them in your family or in your circle, and just research.
Keep
buymentor.com. I don't know, is that a website?
I don't even know what you said.
Buyermentor.com?
Oh, probably.
I don't know. But do what you got to do to be your best you. And also reflect on what you already have existing that's positive in your life. And just, you know, appreciate that. And I don't know. I'm rambling. It is what it is. Yeah. Howard, I know you had something.
No, I'm good.
Boring. No?
I'm trying to answer your initial question of what's my dating resolution.
Your New Year's love resolution.
Yeah. So I think for me, I'm just really going to fall back as far as allowing things to play itself out in two ways. One, not going places looking for like, oh, I'm gonna go find a chick such and such place. It's too much pressure. That means if there's nobody in the room, I've already established that I'm gonna go seek something out, even though it may not be something there. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, once you do start talking to someone, just allowing it to grow on its own, not getting all the questions about where is this going and can I see myself in 3 years, whatever. No, today we having a good time. Let's let it be what it is and kind of move that way. So those are the things I want to see different for myself this year as far as love and dating.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? What's going on?
I think I'm going to get a boyfriend this year.
Okay.
All right. That's the goal.
Okay.
Well, I have to do a better job of, you know, cutting people off.
Yes.
Sooner.
Yes, you did.
And really just expressing how I feel, because, you know, once I get a bad vibe, I should just let it go. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, you know, this person may have pissed me off, you know, before the day happened. I just brushed it off and still went out and still had a bad time.
Yeah.
So cutting it off very soon. Actually, I did that on New Year's Day. I had my first argument in the new year on New Year's Day.
Not the way to start the year.
Not the way to start the year with somebody who was trying to go out with me. And actually, you know, we had a heated debate prior to the new year. I felt that he had some self-hatred issues, and I let him know that. And he said, let's put that behind us, start fresh. I said, okay, fine. So New Year's Day. I think he wanted to go. I don't know where the hell he wanted to go. Uh-huh. No, I told him I had gone to brunch at my dad's house because my dad's birthday is on New Year's Day. Yeah. And he wanted to link up. I said, okay, cool. What would you like to do? He said, well, let's go to so-and-so restaurant, get something to eat. I said, well, I just ate.
Yep.
I'm stuffed. I'm not hungry. I don't want to do anything that has to do with food. He proceeds to suggest this restaurant one more time. I said, okay, I'm not understanding the disconnect here. I'm not hungry. Uh-huh. And I would prefer that we do something else. And he wanted me to drive to, like, you know, 45 miles out of my way. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. So if you could pick me up, that would be great. But I said, you know what? I thought about it. I said, I just don't think this is a match. Like, yeah. I'd rather that we not connect. And he was like, no, don't sweat it. And then he brought up the past argument that we was supposedly had squashed. Uh-huh. And then it just went downhill from there.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? I'm not having this discussion with you. You take good care. We're not a match. This date is over.
Oh, okay. Did you actually say that? Because I would have loved.
I didn't say this date is over, but I did say this conversation is over.
Okay. Well, future, to make the story better. Pull the website and everything all into it.
Right.
This date is over.
But that's something that I think a lot of us need to do. Like, when you feel things are going in a not so great direction, like this person gives you a bad vibe, just let it go. Don't delay it. Don't belabor the point. Just cut it off. Cut your losses, because there's no point in spending your time with somebody that you just don't like.
It's a hard thing to do. I mean, for me, it is, because
it is difficult.
Give people a chance. I'm like,
and I do too.
It could be me tripping. I could be tripping. So.
And that's what I thought of, you know, with the first, you know, little disagreement that we had. I thought, maybe, you know, I said, okay, because I did apologize. So I mean, I let him have it. I have issues with people who think that black is bad and that white is great. So that was the discussion that we had. And that's why I said that he had self-hatred issues.
Yeah.
So that really ticked me off. And I let him have it.
Okay.
And I had it kind of, yeah, whatever. But yeah, because he said, you know, I had said something nice to him. I think I said, like, have a great day at work. Blah, blah. He said, well, that was very white of you.
What?
And that just plucked that nerve.
Yep.
Plucked that nerve. And yeah. So anyways. I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, just cutting things off and you know, planning better, you know, and just letting people know how I feel about certain things, like right off the bat. Like, I don't like this, or I would appreciate when you do that. And just articulating it in a more respectful manner.
Yes.
Not, you know, flying off the handle and you know, cursing at them. Like, you dumbass. You know, that's not like the appropriate. Granted, I don't really call people dumbasses to their faces. So I, you know. Just being more tactful in my approach situations and just saying, hey, this is not working for me. Okay. And being more expressive, you know.
I can dig it.
Like, if I don't like something, instead of me, like, ignoring the person or not talking to them, I think I should just say, hey, I just didn't like X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Instead of me being pissed off about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think a lot of ladies would benefit from doing that. But, yeah. I think I might have to date less.
What does that mean? Wait. Look, how much dating are you doing? Are you?
No, I'm not
free
doing
meals daily. Like, is that what we're doing? You get free dinner every day of the week.
I think that stress from a previous job and like dating has caused weight gain.
Oh,
because people just want to eat.
Okay.
Eat. So I'm going to get into more activity dates. So that's a resolution.
Okay.
For good. Me for 2015. You know.
That reminds me. I just went on I was just used for a free movie ticket. Somebody hit me up like, let's go to the movies. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go out and sit and drink and talk a little bit and then go to the movies. She showed up like 10 minutes before the movie started. We had one drink, went to the movies, and I haven't talked to her since.
What's the problem?
I was used.
I'm confused.
That's the problem. I was used.
How were you used?
She just wanted to go to the movies.
So?
I mean, it's not a terrible thing, but I'm never going to talk to her again.
Why?
Because you just called me for the movie. Like, come on. She was cool. I thought she was cool.
She didn't want to. She wanted to be in your presence.
Look, no, she didn't. She wanted to go to the movie for free. That's what she wanted.
Oh.
Yeah. Because movies are $15 a pop now.
Is that expensive?
I mean,
for
apparently for her it was. She couldn't pay for herself.
For you so. Though, you complained I'm, about I'm, it. I'm, was she not cute?
She's all right.
She was all right.
Yeah.
Well,
it happens though. Whatever.
So the problem is she called you for the movie.
Yeah.
Y'all went to the movie. Y'all did not have a good time?
It was all right.
What was bad about the time that you guys spent?
The time was fine.
Because you didn't have sex.
No. Come on. Look.
No happy ending.
No. Okay. None of that.
Did you get a good night kiss?
No, I didn't get nothing.
Did you try?
It wasn't one of those things where I was trying to, but it was, we had a good time. Let's keep in contact. And she was just like, okay, and doesn't respond to anything.
She wasn't responsive.
Yeah,
okay.
She played your boy. That's what happened. It's life. Everybody gets played, even the awesome ones.
Yeah, we do. It happens. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if well, not gentlemen, but ladies, if you need a date,
nope.
His name is Meal Ticket. I mean, excuse me, nope. Howard. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Give him a call.
We're splitting coffee. Splitting.
Wow.
You pay your That's 87 cheap. Cents, and I'll pay mine, and we'll decide if we can go on another date after that. How about that? That's how I'm starting from now on.
Yeah. Well, since I can't
list those events again, those are no, they're not free. I'm not paying for your ticket. Come and I'll talk to you there.
Look, game night is on Valentine's Day and it's $15. So if you start saving a dollar a day, you'll have enough money for your ticket and two other people.
Not me.
I'm just saying people in general.
Okay.
Like, so start saving your money. You know, go to thisdateisover.com, get your tickets. It's if you're tired of doing the same thing all day, every day. Well, not all day, every day, but for every Valentine's Day. You know what? Come with us. We're going to chill, socialize, drink, have some fun at game night.
But that's
I'm
going to
whoop some ass and taboo.
It's for fun. Don't come angry.
Yes, this is not. I know a lot of people hate Valentine's Day for whatever reason. I get the whole commercial side of things that you hate having to. Well, I show love every day. No, you don't. That's a lie.
I show love every day. Why are we going to have a day?
Yeah, just like with Christmas. Yeah, that's commercialized too.
Well, it's Christmas every day in my house because the lights is on.
Like, come on now. Don't be cheap or don't be corny. Like you don't have to go out and spend a whole lot of money for Valentine's Day. Just acknowledge that it's a day to celebrate love. It's a special day to celebrate love with your special someone. Is that really so bad? Is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is. I don't know. No.
But I want to go to.
I like Valentine's Day. I do a big. Anyway, go ahead.
I like Valentine's Day too, if it's with somebody I don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I do last year? Oh, the party bus, duh.
Okay.
I couldn't even remember. But I asked you guys in our Facebook group, because yes, we do have a group. You know, what's your Valentine's. Can I get it together?
Nope.
It's the first show in the new year, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about.
We're
just winging it.
I know, right? I can't get it together, but I asked you guys, what's your resolution? And Miss Friday says, ride more D in 2015.
Wait, let me see the group. Let me see what she looks like.
I cannot with Miss Friday. She said, for real, be more financially responsible and ride more D in 2015. Miss Mac, she says, just to continue on my fitness journey and do more marathons. You know, no resolution. Miss Solo says, I will continue school, continue working out, and continue to keep all negative folks away. I wish to transition to a new career, focus on networking, establishing real friendships, and trying not to be such an introvert. I feel you, because you got to get out there. Networking ain't easy. I don't even like networking. People don't believe me when I say I'm shy, but I do not like going to networking events because I do not like having to go up and introduce myself to people and tell them what I do. That's just really awkward for me, but I'm an introverted extrovert, if that makes any sense. But we got a commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. What are your resolutions? Let me know. Don't be shy. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and check out our blog. You know, this week's blog is hilarious. It's called Lashes. But anyways, keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from D'Angelo. The song was Send It On. Man, that D'Angelo album, Voodoo, is a classic.
Yeah. You don't like the new jump?
I haven't gotten through it yet. So okay. I can't say that I like it or dislike it because I haven't really listened to it. So I have to reserve my comments on that. And by the way, that's Howard that's in the studio with me tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions, you know. I guess I should ask y'all, what do y'all love resolutions? But people try to tiptoe around that. But going back to comments on Facebook, in our Facebook group, Chuck says his resolution is to do more service, sit for the bar, and stay out of trouble. Hello. That sounds attainable to me. Maybe not the trouble part, but it sounds attainable.
You can do it, brother.
Yeah, you can do it. And that's also a goal for thisdateisover.com in general, to do service projects this year. So make certain you guys stay tuned for that, too, because it ain't all about just, you know, drinking and meeting people. Well, actually, you can meet people doing service projects. So we got to give back. Okay? Nothing wrong with that. Carrie. What's up, Carrie? He always got something to say. He said, I really never believed in resolutions. Just feel like you limit yourself in a world of possibilities. This year, I'm going to do this and do that. All that ish I'm trying to do today. Because tomorrow may never come. Yeah, tomorrow may never come. But it's nothing wrong with setting goals, people. Why does it matter? Or why is it so hard for people to understand that it's okay for me to set a goal on January 1st? Oh, December 31st.
It's not that.
I know it's cliche, but.
Yeah. New year, new me. No, you're the same you. Yeah. Chill out.
I'm a new me because it's a new day. So I am a new me.
Okay. You say so.
I am a new me. Sort of. Parts of me are new.
No. Oh. What is. Oh, okay. All right.
New me.
I thought you had that.
New year, new bras. And that's what I told my girl Brandy, because she and I go back and forth about undergarments. Uh-huh. And, you know, she's a stickler that your underwear and your bra have to match.
Okay.
And I told her that mine do not match. They go.
Okay.
But they don't match. Okay. You know, because I can wear a pink bra and purple underwear.
Okay.
Is that going to be a huge problem? But she believes that it has to be a set.
Okay.
But it's hard for me to find sets because I have big breasts.
Yeah.
And they come in ugly colors.
Okay.
Yeah. So she helped me to find a spot where I can get some like pretty bras. And I got my teared up. Got a pretty bra over the weekend for the new year.
Congratulations.
And I took some pictures and I texted them to her.
I was going to say, did you put them? Where did you put them?
I sent them to.
Are they available somewhere?
I freaking sexted a woman. Because I was so happy about these new bras that I could not believe myself. Like, wow, I have a bra that's not beige. Like, it's got lace on it, and it's pretty. And this one is blue with a lace. I'm like, wow, it's like I'm in a whole nother world.
Okay.
So my goal is for 2015 to get a red bra. Okay, well, that too. Well, damn. Did he just try to call me a freak on the low?
Okay.
I was going to say to get a red bra.
Okay.
And a leopard print bra.
Oh, okay.
Like if I would give my left eyelash to get a leopard print bra.
Okay.
In my leopard size.
Print is your
that
size.
I'm not going to say on the air. Okay. But yeah. That's another resolution.
Valentine's Day is coming up, gentlemen.
Yes, Valentine's Day is coming up, gentlemen, and we'll be celebrating.
They will need your size for that, though. They will need your size for that.
If we on that level, okay. But yeah, the Be Mine Game Night Social is our next event, and it's going to be on Valentine's Day. So make certain that you get your tickets. Go to thisdateisover.com and click on the events tab. The tickets are $15. So if you save up today, you know, financial.
You'd be good by the end of the month.
Progress in 2015. You are going to be so good. Start saving today. You will have that $15, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry. That was so random. I don't know. Ever since I changed like my eating habits, like eating smaller meals and whatnot.
You had your five today already?
Yeah, because I had a couple of shakes.
Then you're done.
Nope. And
don't want to hear it. Drink some water.
Yeah, and my meal tonight was just... It was so good.
Was it? I had leftover pizza.
I made some sauteed cabbage and some brown sugar salmon and a baked sweet potato.
These are the essential steps of getting chose. So I appreciate you sharing that with everyone.
But going back to New Year's love resolutions, you talking about getting chose. Okay,
goal for the year. I'm just, look.
Yeah, true that. Ready. Like, I know how to cook, okay? Anyways, going back to New Year's love resolutions, because I think that's something that a lot of us need to take the time to really plan out. Because we plan out a lot of different things in our lives. Like, you know what time you're going to be at work. You know that you got to plan your schedule for X, Y, and Z. So how about you plan to do some more when it comes to your love life? Plan to be more pleasant to your spouse. Plan to speak words of affirmation to your spouse. You know, speak life into your relationship and, you know, pledge to actually do more activities.
Mm-hmm.
Talk. Schedule time with each other without the kids.
Yeah.
Find you some babysitters in 2015. You know, I don't know about these babysitting services. I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know how that stuff works. But, you know, make time and have a lot of sex, especially you people in couples. I mean, in relationships, uh-huh. in relationships, you know, marriages. Have sex with your spouse often.
Yeah.
Please.
That's what it's there for. I wish I had a spouse.
Yeah, I mean, how are you in the bed with somebody and you
every
roll
day.
Over
every
and
day.
You not hitting it? I know the morning breath might be an issue,
nope.
But all you have to do is bend over.
Yep.
I'm not understanding.
I don't need to see your face. I know.
If you
look
can
like.
Love me in my scarf and bonnet and my morning breath,
that's fine.
I'm yours. But yes, take a break from your kids. Take a break and just, you know, make 2015 the time that you focus on, you know, renewing your relationship.
Yeah.
And even friendships too, you know, renew your friendships. I got to do some of that And some friendships you gotta let go.
Yep. Terrible. Move. Not for you.
Yeah, remove the negativity. But yeah, please, people, have more sex. Like, really talk to each other. If you gotta schedule it, so be it. So be it. If you know the kids go to sleep at 9, you need to be hitting it at 9:01. And fix yourselves up, too. I want everybody to pledge to fix themselves up when it comes to dating and relationships. I ain't saying I'm just Miss Glamorous all day, every day. Crap happens. But if you dating and whatnot, you know, get a shape up. Get some new shoes, or, you know, get your clothes pressed. And, you know, make sure your clothes fit your body. Don't have stuff that's oversized or that's too tight, ladies.
Men.
Yes. Yeah, let me tell you something. I almost died again today. I forgot to tell you about that. So I had ordered me some clothes. It was fabulous online. I got me 2 dresses and a jacket, and I was just going to be killing the game. Mm-hmm. I just knew it. Nothing fit.
Nothing.
Clearly, I didn't know this. The clothing was coming from frickin' China.
Oh, okay.
So a large in China is like a small in the U.S. America, yeah. And I'm just like, what the hell is this? So I put on a dress that was an extra large. And when I say it was breathing optional, like, it hugged. That dress is so damn tight. I'm thinking about keeping it, but I don't know.
Dang.
I'm not that bold when it comes to being, you know, like, wearing stuff extremely tight.
Sometimes you gotta be.
And it's just tight save and one of them. Short.
Just save one.
So
of
I don't know.
Them. Just save one for somebody. You gonna have a boo by the end of the year.
You damn right. So. Shoot, it ain't gonna be by the end of the year. I'm about to have one. Let's see. Who are my do I have a starting 5? That would be a
do
no.
You?
No.
Oh, like what? Man, my bench is cleared.
Right. Like, yes. Start. I'm going to tell you.
It's the recruiting season.
Right. It's a clean slate in 2015, honey. So it is what it is. But I just lost my train of thought. And we supposed to go to commercial and I'm still rambling. Why didn't you tell me to shut up?
Look, looky here.
We got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also check out the website, thisdateisover.com.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Means the world to me.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow for soulful music news and talk. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. The show airs every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends. We talk about all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be a little ugly, a little tedious, especially in these days, this day and time. It's real interesting. You know, Howard and I were talking during the break about BS that we have to endure in the single life. Like, being single has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some cons when you have some overly sensitive people. But that's not even what we're talking about tonight. You just heard music from Music Soul Child, Settle For My Love. I used to love that damn album, CD, whatever. I Just Want to Sing.
Yeah.
That was my ish right there. I love me some Music Soul Child. Until I realized he was like 5'2".
That's fine. That's the homie. I went to a concert he did at the Howard Theater, and I tweeted something, and he responded directly to me. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my dude. I rock with you.
Yeah. I guess I should forgive him. You know, maybe I should be more forgiving in 2015.
Forgive him for his height?
Not his height.
Okay.
I went to his concert. Uh-huh. This was a few years ago, and it was in the middle of like a snowstorm. Okay. And whatnot. I thought they were going to cancel the show. Mm-hmm. They did not. Mm-hmm. So I gassed up the pacer, mm-hmm. braved my way through the snowstorm to go to see Music Soul Child. I think he was probably about, 45 minutes late to the stage. Even though he was in the venue, he was late to get on the stage.
Okay.
He performed like 4 songs. His vocals were just okay.
Oh.
And that was it. I'm just like, well, where's the rest of this? Mm. Like, yeah, the backup vocals were not very good. It was just a very lackluster show. You know, you had these people who braved the snow to come see you perform. Yeah. You better give the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah. I don't remember his vocals because I know all of his music, mm-hmm. and I was probably singing at the top of my lungs.
Did you throw your panties on the stage?
Oh, come on. Well, grown man, don't play me. But I mean, I appreciate what he does, and I
think he's very talented.
All of his songs is something directly
I think
affecting
he is
my
very
life and heart,
talented, so. And I like that he doesn't do, you know, the cliche "I want to stick it in your ear" nasty music. Like, he makes love songs, you know, and songs about life. So
they
and appreciating, they might have sexual undertones, but they're not hoish undertones. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Like they're sensual undertones.
Okay.
Versus sexual, if that makes sense. But because a lot of people ain't making love. I want somebody to make love to me, damn it. I don't need to be screwed all the time with this music that they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so in your face. Like, I'd like the you know, somebody to be a little bit more poetic and eloquent with their words.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But anyways, we were talking about resolutions. What is your New Year's resolution?
I don't have no more.
I don't don't have anymore.
That's it. Like I said, I have some things that I'm working on this year. It was actually last year's resolution for me to like blog and vlog and talk a little bit about whatever my journey was at the time, but I didn't have a direction. And so this year we have a direction. Well, it's not even this year. I've been talking about this for a few months, but just getting that together, and I'm starting to put those things together. So as I talk about it more, people are like, that's a resolution. I'm like, it's not, because I've been doing this for 4 months now. But
it's still a resolution. Yeah, still a goal.
We're still working on it. So y'all going to hear more about that in the future. But that's something that I'm working towards. It's tedious and it's hard and it's out of my comfort zone. But I think it's going to be good. So
it is going to be good. Why? Because you're awesome. Boom. And you're going to do it.
Boom.
Motivation.
Appreciate it.
It's going to happen. Yep. Speak life. It will happen. For you. I'm going back to Facebook to see what other people's resolutions were. And my cousin Vita. Hey, Vita. Y'all should have met my cousin Vita if y'all came to the holiday party that we had, the day party. She was working the door and whatnot. You know what? I would share this story on the air, but I'm going to keep it to myself because somebody was tripping at the holiday party.
Y'all put out?
No. They asked for a refund.
Oh.
For somebody that didn't show up.
What?
Exactly. Take your $10. Actually, they didn't get it though.
I'm not giving it.
Anyways. But she said not a resolution, but more of a commitment to love me more and to lose 40 pounds. So get it. Yes. Vita, she that's my girl. She cracks me the hell up. If you could just be in her presence for like 5 minutes, you would just die laughing. Because she's hilarious. So get it, Vita. I know you can do it because she's been on her weight loss journey and she's been doing good.
Okay.
So keep up the good work. And I'm right there with you because I'm definitely trying to stay committed to getting my ass in the gym. Even though I don't like it. I mean, I went the other day and my boobs was everywhere. I can't find like gym appropriate shirts. Like I had on a gym shirt, less like a bra top.
Okay.
I had to put a towel over my chest because I felt uncomfortable. Like, okay. Oh my gosh, they're just everywhere. And I just, yeah, the bra issues are just, the struggle is real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's an issue, but I guess that's just guys' perspective.
Well, I don't know. Planet Fitness, it'd be weird about, you know, you being too exposed and, you know, you can't wear like sports bra. Although I was not wearing a sports bra, like without a shirt, you know, that's not happening. But I just felt like I could have gotten a lot of free drinks if I had gone to the bar with that shirt on.
Okay.
So it is what it is. But we got to go to commercial break and we'll be right back after this break. But once again, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. Because my goal is to have, 1,000 likes on my Facebook page. I think I can do it. I know I can do it. If you guys help me do it, go to facebook.com/thisDateIsOver and like our Facebook page. Please and thanks. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
And we are back, yes. 30 seconds later.
New day.
Hot damn. But yes, you're listening to the Zazo Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, joined by Howard in the studio. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yep.
So as you are on your journey to attain these resolutions and achieve your goals and whatnot, be certain to celebrate, you know, small victories. You know, understand that change is not going to happen overnight, but celebrate the fact that you went to the gym today, that you did 15 crunches, that you did not eat that cupcake, that you had sex this morning, or that you thought about sex, or that you said something nice to your spouse. You know, celebrate small victories. And I encourage people to write things down. Write it down, take notes, take a picture of your progress just to stay motivated and engage yourself with people who are on that path. You know, Meetup.com is a great tool to meet people who like what you like. So if you're into basket weaving, they probably have a basket weaving meetup group. If you're into rock climbing, they have rock climbing meetup groups. If you're into, you know, taking hikes, you know, that they have groups for different activities. If you like to have alcohol, drink, party, whatever, there's a meetup for that. So you have options to, you know, kind of surround yourself with like-minded people. And that's what you want to do. When you have a goal, surround yourself with positive people. And unfortunately, that seems to be a lot more difficult nowadays.
No, really.
I remember a couple years ago, one of my sorors, my spesh, hey, my spesh and my number, she's an awesome five like myself. She did 1 year for her birthday. She's like a mass email, did like a, you know, Facebook status, you know, all over social media saying like, it's my birthday. I want to just be a day of positivity. I want you guys to join me just, you know, speaking positive things and having positive thoughts and just being all around positive. And people are like, no, I don't believe in that. You know, that I ain't really with you with all that positive stuff. Like, really? Was that really that difficult of a challenge people for you petty. To be nice?
People are petty and angry about their own self and their own life and don't want you happy. Like, so no, I'm gonna
poo-poo on your parade. Yeah. Screw you being, look at you being all positive and stuff. I don't need that in my life. I'm miserable and I'm gonna stay miserable. I need company.
But it's easy to do that. I mean, yeah. I definitely felt, especially on Instagram. Mm-hmm. First off, I don't like when people put a bunch of words on Instagram. Anyway, I want to look at pictures. But anyway, when people used to put, or, and they still do, put a lot of motivational stuff up in the mornings. And I used to be like, come on, yo, I don't need to see this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my job. I don't like where I am. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But as you grow and mature and say, okay, we gonna start each day new. We gonna try and work towards whatever goals it is. You just find yourself seeking those things, trying to find those positive influences and reinforcements to help you through stuff. So fix yourself. Once you fix yourself and you feel good and you feel like you're doing something, you may not be where you want to be, but you working towards something.
Right, mindset. You know, yeah. It's really your mindset. You have to change your mindset to really believe that you can achieve and that you can have, you know, greatness in your life. You know, if you don't believe it, then you're not going to achieve it. You know, self-fulfilling prophecy. If you project negativity, then hello, that's what you're going to get back in your life. So we kind of got to reshape, you know, restructure our thinking and our mindset. And as I said before, why am I getting tongue-tied? Like, I haven't been doing this show for like a year and a half. I don't know. But write things down. Celebrate small victories and also think long term. You know, we want to get so focused on the short term. Yeah, I want a boyfriend and all that jazz, but I know that's not going to happen in a month. Who the hell am I dating? Seriously, nobody. Well, myself, but that doesn't count. So it's like, come on now. I have to be realistic with these goals. It might happen.
Yeah.
I doubt it because I don't know if I'm going to know somebody long well enough or feel comfortable enough to be with them in a month, but hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Things might happen. You never know, but I have to believe in myself and believe in the possibility of love. And a lot of people are so turned off by love and they're afraid of love that they post little bitter statuses. Oh, I hate love. No, I don't hate love. I'm sorry that you feel that way. And since you feel that way, maybe you should jump off of a bridge. You shouldn't though, but
yeah,
you know, hypothetically speaking.
Well. But we're supposed to be helping people here.
So, we are?
Yeah. So
I'm helping you out.
If you're feeling negative, don't write at the beat drop. Anyway,
what? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just you got to set. I think there's two kinds of goals you have to set. You have to set an overall goal. Like for instance, I want to lose 50 pounds, but in the next 2 weeks, I want to change what I'm eating. Get some cookbooks that have healthier recipes. I want to start by the end of the month. I want to be in the gym at least 3 days a week.
Right.
So that over the course, because the 50 pounds ain't going nowhere right now. Today it's not going to be nowhere. Next week it's still going to be there. But if you set smaller goals that build you up to that, having something you can reward yourself for, having smaller goals that you can see on a daily basis, is what really going to help you maintain through that journey. Because 50 pounds, it could take 6 months easily.
Yes.
Like, it could take longer
lifetime,
than that.
Lifetime, shit.
Yeah. So, but if you have smaller goals along the way to kind of help motivate you and that type of thing, it'll help you through. So
yeah, set goals and plan out how you're going to achieve those goals. So don't just say, well, I want to do this and this, and you don't have a plan. So set those goals and have a plan. Think long term, but also when in the short term, in the interim, celebrate those small victories of you, you know, working towards those lofty goals. And also put forth an earnest effort to achieve your goals. Like if it's like with me and or people who say they want relationships and this, that, and the other. If you're not putting yourself in a position to meet somebody new, Mr. Right is not going to show up at your doorstep. Yeah. If you're not going out to meet people, if you're not, I don't know, you might like online dating. I don't know. If you're not doing anything to enhance your dating life other than sitting at home and complaining about it, then the problem is you. Like, don't expect it to happen if you're not putting forth an earnest effort to make those changes in your life. If you want your finances to be better and you're not, you know, managing your money right or talking to a financial planner or whoever else can help you to get your money right, then how can you expect things to change in your situation? If you want a new job and you ain't applying for nothing, you want to play PlayStation all day, or you want to, you know, I don't know.
You Xbox.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. PlayStation, Xbox. Yeah. Even though it's nothing wrong with that.
I did it before I came here.
I like video games sometimes. Hey, if somebody can give me Just Dance 2015, I will love you for at least a month.
What system?
We
got it. Oh, look at you.
What?
Nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
I want Just Dance 2015.
Okay.
That burns some calories. See, that'll help me on my weight loss goals.
There you go.
Shoot, I should go home and start dancing because I still have my Michael Jackson. I think I might have to do that tonight.
That Michael Jackson experience?
But I don't think, I don't know if my neighbors below me would appreciate hearing my footwork, so I might have to reserve that for tomorrow. But it's almost the time for us to get out of here, so I want to say thank you guys once again for tuning into This Date Is Over Radio. Come back each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. The easiest way to tune in is to go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Make certain that you download the TuneIn app. That's T-U-N-E-I-N. It's a free app in the App Store. Download the TuneIn app and then go to your web browser and type in tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Save us to your favorites. Save the flow to your favorites. Also, I said before, got a lot of events coming up. I will be one of the panelists at the Relationships in the City, the DC event. It's called Are We Still Dating? That's going to be hosted by the Date Whisperer, Tia Hill, and that's on January 29th in Georgetown in DC. February 7th, I will be one of the MCs for the Speed Dating / Blackout Affair hosted by the DMVQs of Pi Lambda Lambda. That's going to be February 7th in Crystal City, Virginia. And on Valentine's Day, February 14th, the thisdateisover.com team, we are having our Be Mine Game Night Social. So if you're tired of doing the same old thing, spending three times the amount for the same damn menu that they had last week at the same boring ass restaurant with people who really don't want to be in that restaurant in a tight ass dress or them small ass dress shoes, you know what? Join us. Even if you go to dinner, after dinner, come with us. Game night.
Yeah.
We're going to be there all night till about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Come through. We're going to be at Halftime Sports on 8th Street, Northeast D.C. It's a nice spot. It's owned by somebody I've known since I was like 15 years old. Okay. So it's black owned. Come through. Show your support. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. And I will post all those events on the website momentarily. Just click on the events tab. Do it tomorrow because I haven't posted the other two. But you can still get your tickets, you know. thisdateisover.com even is posted, so you can get your tickets from thisdateisover.com/events. But anyways, any final words?
All of our listeners, I want you to have to set this resolution to call in and comment.
Right? Don't be so scared.
It's just,
you know,
us.
I get text messages out the wazoo and people inboxing me on Facebook. The number to the studio
call
is
301-560-6992.
That's a great resolution. Let that be a resolution to call in, to comment, and to post on the website. It's a great site for you to share bad date stories. A lot of the stories on there for the blog are mine, but not all of them. Some, but not all. Just like lashes ain't my story, but it's hilarious because we've all had a bad date, perhaps.
Yeah.
I know I've had my share. That's why I started the damn site, because I had so many.
So many.
And I just needed to memorialize them in a comical way, because you know what? You can learn from my mistakes. You can learn from others' mistakes of what not to do on a date. Yeah. Okay. But that's about it. So happy new year to you folks. Once again, make certain that you are doing what you got to do to honor and attain those New Year's resolutions, and you know, have realistic goals, and make sure that you're doing your part to put forth an earnest effort to achieve your goals. And haters, have a seat. Let those people live. Yeah, he said it 15 times before that he's going to new year, new him. It is what it is. Because technically, it's a new year. It is a new you if you're still here. Yeah. It's a new day. So okay. I'm new. Sort of.
Stay positive.
Stay positive. Yeah, stay positive. I gotta stay positive. So that's all our time. So once again, come back next week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I'm going to the gym.
Eastern time. And people, the show was from 9 to 11. If I get one more person
before
that
me
up
before
at 10 o'clock saying, oh my God, I missed the show.
No,
I am so sorry.
Log in right now.
You didn't miss the show. So anyways, I'm rambling. Thank you guys once again. We'll be back next week. Have a great night.
Good night.
Take care. Work it out. And that's all I got to say.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.